This is your be moment, your moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I'm thinking about when God sends someone to help you and that person doesn't really want to help you. In other words, this person has an unwilling spirit. As this is Holy Week, we are walking Christ's path to Calvary. And on his walk, we know that Jesus carried his cross. Yet there was a point when a man named Simon, who came from the city of Cyrene, was forced to help Jesus carry his cross. And although we're familiar with the story of Simon helping Jesus, we often forget that Simon didn't have much of a choice in the matter. All of the scriptural accounts show that he was forced, so it is likely that the only reason he helped Jesus was that he feared for his own life. But I recently began to look at this passage from a different perspective. In this story, we see that we never know who God will choose to help us. It could be a willing spirit, or it could be an unwilling spirit. Nonetheless, God has sent them to help us through a difficult time. And although this help might not be the kind of help you envisioned, its purpose is to get you to the next phase on your journey. And this is precisely the role Simon played in Christ's walk to Calvary. So today, instead of judging the help that has been sent to you, appreciate the fact that it has been sent to serve a purpose for a season. And as you hold on to that, remember these words, "I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." Psalm 12, verses 1 and 2. Share today's message. Follow us on Instagram at Blues to Blessings and subscribe to the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel for new videos every Wednesday. So today, embrace who God sends.